Going to look at Vision Destiny 2017. As I present these things, I'm going to look at what God has said, and I'm going to review 2016, as this provides a lot of background. 2016 was a year of legislation and great change for me personally. The legislation that God called me to produce provided the authority and the power for the changes that took place. What did God say in 2016? What did God do last year? What has God said for the next year? What are we prophetically now? Where are we? Where are we in the process? Are we embracing what God has said and therefore moving forward? Are we holding on to what God has done before? What does God want us to do in 2017? Where does God want us to go in 2017? All these are questions which we all need to have answers for if we're going to move forward with what God's doing in the new things. I want to share revelation from 2016. What are the words that God said? What has God shown in visions, dreams, pictures, encounters, experiences, heavenly encounters? What does God mean by those? Do they need interpretation? What is the application for me as an individual? What is the application for the church here? What is the application for the wider church? The basis of revelation comes through a prophetic sense of being sons of Issachar, 1 Chronicles 12:32. Of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. And there was a sense that as the Joshua generation, as those who are going to embrace new things, we need to understand the times, we need knowledge of what we should do in these times. Our destiny, our ministry here is to be forerunners, part of the Joshua generation that God is raising up to cross over into this new dimension, to cross over into a heavenly experience of living in dual realms. 1 Chronicles 7:5, the relatives among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor. If we're going to fully fulfill our purpose and calling, we need to be bold and courageous. We need to begin to take the land by slaying the giants. We must not be in fear of what the old is doing, any intimidation. We've got to be willing to move forward. We're operating according to a prophetic timetable. I believe we're here. God's judgment is being poured out on his household. Judgment is not a bad thing. Judgment, justice, grace, and mercy go together in four seasons and patterns that work with each other. So God's judgment is a verdict based on evidence, and that verdict gives an opportunity for justice to be outworked. And we're in a place where that justice is being outworked amongst his people. Some of the things we need to expect to see during this time: increasing shaking of world systems, increasing darkness but ecclesia light, increasing numbers of new order ecclesia beginning to be raised up. Some of those will be from apostolic resource centers, embassies of heaven, all sorts of different names. The heavenly government of God will begin to increase. The unveiling of the order of Melchizedek, so that we'll take our positions in sonship, in the raising up of the Joshua generation. Many things will take place as a result of that. In 2016, God said it was going to be the year of the lion and the eagle to function together in an arc of agreement. That's government and legislation. So that governmental order, legislative functioning together to produce change and transformation. 2017 is still a period of justice where lion and eagle will function together. And I believe it's important that we understand that. So in engaging with God the Father, he asked me to spend more time with him developing and using legislation. That was very beginning of 2016. This is the function of the lion and the eagle, and there's much legislation that needs to be in place. We need to have statute books in which we are authorized to use the authority of heaven to manifest heaven onto the earth. So what is legislation? It's important to know. Why is it important? What is legislation? What legislation has been made for us? So what is legislation? The process of making or enacting laws. A law or a set of laws suggested by a government and made official by a parliament. What is it then to legislate? To use the authority to provide, create, prepare, or rule. So whatever legislation's been produced, you have to use it It gives you the authority, and dictionary definition is to create, prepare, or rule. This will be a heavenly governmental process to facilitate the restoration of all things and answer creation's groan for sonship. The whole of creation is waiting for sons to come into their place of governmental authority in the kingdom so that legislation can be released to enable creation to come back, everything to be restored. We're in a new season, a new era, that of God's government through the order of Melchizedek, lion, ox, eagle, man, the different aspects of that, king, prophet, legislator, oracle, scribe, heavenly, of the outworking of the earthly, fivefold ministry has a heavenly component to that, which needs to be established in heaven before that can be released into the earth. So the mantle of spiritual authority has been removed from the Moses generation, the old generation that is refusing or has refused to go in and cross over into a new heavenly expression of our inheritance. That mantle has been passed to the true spiritual authority has been released to the Joshua generation. So we need to take up that mantle and we need to use that true spiritual authority. So as God has been releasing a sound, it's been a releasing a sound that's deep, is calling to deep. It's a sound that's been coming out of heaven for a number of years, drawing people deeper and deeper into the revelation by personal experience of who God is. Not just information, not just intellectual understanding, but personal encounter with the living God face to face, beyond the veil, so that that heaven sound which has been drawing us will begin to resonate with, vibrate with, and begin to outwork. It's a calling to intimacy, of relationship, of governmental responsibility, of sonship. Love is the key motivating factor that must be at the heart of all true spiritual government and legislation. Love is the essence of who God is, and if we've been hearing the sound, it is going to encounter us in love, and therefore that love will be reflected in how we live, what we do, what we say. Zechariah 3:7 is a process. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, which we do here in this earth, if you will perform my service, which we do in the realms of the kingdom, then you will also govern my house. Have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among these who are standing here in the realms of heaven, and in the different realms that God has in that heaven. He calls us to embrace his service, to begin to fulfill our destiny as sons of God. There is a process of maturity into our position of heavenly government. We don't just jump in as a king. We need to learn to grow and mature in love. Lordship is about legislating mandates and laws. So a mandate is an authorization to do something, and we need to take that authorization and use it. Kingship is creating mandates and laws. Sonship, engaging the assemblies and councils of God, being involved in the decision-making processes of heaven. All this is to bring freedom of the glory of the sons to the whole of the created order. God wants to restore creation. Proverbs 8:15, by me kings reign, rulers decree justice. And this is talking about wisdom. Wisdom was the first created. By me princes rule, nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. If we're going to rule in sonship, wisdom is a key component. And there are different aspects there. Kings, rulers, princes, nobles. Different things that happen, decreeing justice, reigning, judging rightly. All those things come through wisdom. And we have the help and support in our sonship from wisdom and the seven spirits of God and the angelic realm and the host of heaven and the cloud of witnesses and the men in white linen on assignment to support and help what we're doing in our sonship. So sonship will be one of the key pivotal factors where the relationship of love, the relational love that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has within the I Am, unveils their true identity. There's going to be unveiling of the nature of God. True identity is sonship, being included within the family and in the circle of love that is the very essence of who God is. 2015 was a year that was spent engaging the High Chancellor's houses, aligning things there, presenting court cases to the Court of 70, administering the verdicts that would bring justice, judgment, grace and mercy, outworking those seasons. But 2016 was about legislating as a result of the authority that those cases released. The law of fatherhood and sonship was the very first law I was shown how to make in the Court of Kings in the realms of heaven. And there's a process which we go through when we make legislation or laws, engage in the Court of Kings, authorization in the Court of Chancellors, written into the statute books in the Court of Scribes, which then is recognized in heaven, and that the heavenly host and the canopy of angels recognize the authority of that legislation, and we have authority to use it. This was the first law, and it's the foundational law because it's a representation of the nature of God and who we are called to be in sonship. I decree in the Court of Kings the law of fatherhood and sonship. I call forth the spirit that turns the hearts of the children back to their father. I call forth a new dimension in intimacy and relationship in sonship. I call forth alignment in the spirit with the four faces of God, lion, ox, eagle, man, the order of Melchizedek government. I call forth new dimensions in revelation of ministry in that alignment. King, prophet, apostle, priest. I decree new foundational government be established, resonating with the sound frequency of heaven that is calling for restoration. I decree a new kingdom government, a new season where lords rise up, take the heavenly positions and responsibilities and establish the new. So that was a piece of legislation which has been foundational over the last 3 or 4 years. Now, this year, there's been lots of legislation that I've produced, and I'm releasing some of that, and some of you have heard it before, but I want to give you the permission as the Joshua generation to use this. The first piece of legislation for 2016 was the removal of restrictions, and wow, did that have a profound effect in my life, more than I could have imagined or thought. Then there were various other laws of religious freedom, court case for a heart for the harvest, the law of growth, the circle of the deep for the Joshua generation, aligning the 12 houses, Chancellor's houses, legislation for the Joshua generation, legislation for new order ecclesia, legislation for the depth of the Father's heart, again, drawing us always back to relationship, where knowing the Father's heart, encountering the Father's heart, living from the Father's heart is going to be key as we move forward. The law of Jubilee, a call for Jubilee, a call to the Joshua generation. So I started to receive and make these sort of legislative things early in the year. And the legislation about removing restrictions was a key. Removing religious bondage. Legislation for our hearts preparing to feel God's heart, encountering love. God said various things to me. Son, he calls me son because this is a call to sonship. So he's identifying with who I am. Son, you're authorized and mandated to legislate into the restrictions on the church. I challenge you to remove the restrictions and limitations. It is time to clear away the obstacles, to remove the shadows and step into the light. The mists around the closed and clouded minds must be dissipated. The hindrances and entanglements must be removed, so the limitations of minds that are stuck in what has been can become free to embrace what can be, so it can become what will be. The veils must be removed and the restrictions lifted to embrace the limitless potential of my reality. The way, truth, and life are to be experienced, not conceptualized and contained. The limits of what is possible must be removed for my purpose to be achieved. You must begin to entertain limitless grace and mercy to be able to grasp what is the true reality beyond all expectations. And that word beyond became a pattern for the year for me, a challenge to go beyond things that I've already experienced. Call for the legislation of justice where lion and eagle will soar and roar and soar. New dimensions of everything can be yours if you're willing to let go of the old and embrace the challenge of the new. Now, I had no idea how this was going to be affecting me. And during the year, this profoundly affected me as God began to challenge the limitations and restrictions of my own mind. And this is released, and I would encourage you to embrace this and be willing to embrace the change that this will bring. If you embrace the removing of the limitations and the restrictions on your mind. So my legislative response to what God said was to decree and declare. I call for the removal of the limits, to unveil the beyond, the limitless potential possibilities of eternal reality. Now, when I make these type of responses, I just allow my spirit to flow. I don't think about, pre-write anything. I just flow. And I began to call out from that legislation authority that I was given. I call for freedom from religious restrictions that are creating limitations. I call for justice against all the fear-based entanglements that are hindering us being a place of exchange. I call the heavenly host to be witnesses for justice, that all mindsets of limitation will be exposed and removed from benches of 3, 7, 12, and all mountain benches. I call for the courage and boldness to possess the unknown, to be instilled into all our hearts and minds. I call for all selfishness to be exposed and surrendered. I call for hearts, minds, wills to be filled with compassion, zeal, and passion. I call for all confusion to be removed from our hearts and minds. I call for all obstacles to be removed from those who will be drawn to the light. I call for the mountains to be made low, the valleys lifted up, the rough places smooth, and the crooked paths made straight. I call for the opening and administration of the everlasting doors and the spiritual atmosphere over us to be cleansed. I call for the angelic armies of heaven to be released with fire into the atmosphere over our spheres of influence. I call for the principality of our city of refuge to be installed. So that was the beginning, and that led into many different things in my own life, which I'll share when we look at the words God has spoken to me. But then I went on to make lots of different legislation. I want to give and release this legislation so that it's available for people to use. So I'm just going to read it out. I'm not going to comment too much, but I want you to, if you resonate with it, to begin to use that in the Joshua generation. Law of religious freedom. I hereby authorize the law of religious freedom. The law approves the right of the Joshua generation to set my people free. You are authorized to bring freedom to the oppressed, to release light into the shrouded darkness of the old Moses order. You are authorized to administer Emmaus Road-like encounters to those whose minds have been veiled by the coverings of men. You are authorized to call for and administrate justice for God's people. In love, you are empowered to challenge the old wineskins and their associated mindsets. The old Moses order mountains can be shaken with the winds of change. You are to call the Joshua generation to action, to cry into the valley of decision and release heaven's sound and light. You have been assigned the ordinances of the angelic host to engage in visitations, dreams, and visions. I took the scroll to the Chancellor's court. It was agreed. It was authorized. It was sealed. I took the sealed scroll to the court of scribes, and it was written into the statutes. I'm empowered to use it to legislate. And if you will take the same process of taking a piece of legislation and getting it authorized for your own use, don't just assume that you can use it. Make sure that you're authorized to use it. Get it part of your statutes, whether you're an ecclesia, whether you're operating, you know, as a bench in different areas. Take it, use it, get it empowered, and then legislate according to it. You're authorized to present the Chancellor's seal to the circle of the deep, to use the red shift to administrate justice. As the Nile ran blood red and the waters of the golden calf turned blood red, so the red shift will prepare my people to be free from various aspects of things. Use this legislation wisely and with precision, and many will be set free to receive their inheritance. I engage the Heavenly Court of 70 for authorization to legislate alignment of this shift. I declared and pronounced the law of religious freedom. I began to use legislation of religious freedom to call for change, and I've continued to do that through the year because we need to see great change take place. I call for the red shift, for the rivers of Babylon, Egypt, and Assyria, the religious systems, to run blood red on the dust of the golden calves and the idols of religion. On the basis of the law of religious freedom, I call for the veils to be removed from those covered by resistors and rejecters of the new heavenly order. I call for justice on the basis of God's judgment, the exposing of those refusing to take the people into the promised inheritance. I call for a stirring and quickening of the hearts of those who've been covered and limited. I call for a new generation to arise. I call for mercy and the light of truth to shine brighter and more intensity into the darkness of the coverings of men. Those coverings are the mountains and which people are under in the old system of hierarchical, top-down governmental authority that covers you and limits and puts a covering over you engaging God for yourself. I call for justice and freedom from the religious evangelical spirit that's plaguing God's people. I call for a holy dissatisfaction to grow in the hearts of God's people and the cry to go out from deep within, there must be more than this. I call for the sound of heaven to resonate in the hearts of those who will become hungry for more as they become dissatisfied with the junk food and baby food. I call for more angelic encounters, visitations, dreams, visions, supernatural engagements. I call for a new desire to rise in the hearts of those who've been misled, covered by religious veils of doctrine and theology that deny the supernatural as normal to our lives. Son, prepare for two exoduses, one from Egypt and the other from the wilderness. So I made declarations on the basis of the law of religious freedom. I call for a release of the sound of heaven, and I call for the winds of change to shake the foundations of the old order. I call for the mountains to be made low and the valleys to be lifted up. I call for the valley of decision, into the valley of decision with heaven's sound. I call into, and you can put your thing into this, into any particular area, region, ecclesia, whatever you've been mandated to call into. With heaven's sound, I call for the angelic legions to bring visions and visitations of heaven. I call for heaven to be open and a good report to go forth with the challenge and the encouragement to come up here. I call to those who've ignored the sound and light to be engaged by the hunter gathering angels of the fire winds of change to compel them to cross over. Let the shaking begin and the cries of their eternal spirits rise up. There must be more than this. I call for the coverings and limitations of the Moses order to be exposed by the light of truth. Let the Emmaus Road encounters begin in earnest, and again, into the situation that you're calling into, as the veils of men are penetrated by the lightning bolts of heaven. Set the boundary stones for, and this again, whatever area you're called to have administrative governmental authority in, for the perimeter that will form the environment for the Joshua generation to arise and occupy as pioneers. Set the boundary stones in place for the area to call forth benches, local blueprints to be established. I call forth those who will be sounds for their areas, cities, regions, nations. I call for them to be strongly planted in identity and heavenly authority. I release the blue light call for the boundary stones to receive their scrolls and mandates. I release the ordinances of heaven to engage by encounter in dreams, visions, and visitations. I call for the judgments to be delivered in justice for the new order. I call forth those establishing old order mountains within the promised land to be exposed and for the pedestals to be knocked over. Now, this is where people are trying to do using new principles, but an old wineskin. They're saying they're doing things in the new, but actually they're still operating under a top-down structure. I call for a shaking to be released into Gilgal, the reproach of the wilderness to be removed. I call for the hills, that age being established, to be shaken, the old order control systems to be removed. So there are things that are being set up which need to be shaken, and the systems of the old order need to be exposed and seen. As we're establishing something new, the enemy always wants to indoctrinate it or infiltrate it with old things. So we've got to be really careful that we don't bring the old along with the new. I call for the blueprint to come forth and governmental strategy to be released. I call for revelation of the wells to be unveiled. I call for the walls of fire, the pillars to be established. I call for order. I call for relational order. Everything that we do in the new must be of relational order, founded and established in love. I call for the governmental order. I call for legislative order. I call for alignment of the 12 houses of heaven. I call for a release of God's heart, mind, and purpose. I call for passion, zeal, and enthusiasm to arise. And then God spoke to me, "Son, stir my people to call into the darkness with penetrative light. You may have friends, you may have family, you may have people that you know, people that you've known from the past, who are still stuck under the coverings of darkness provided by the old Moses order. Be moved. Start to reach out to them. Start to administrate, legislate, call for that darkness penetrated light. Maybe your declarations will be the light that penetrates darkness. Send forth the light to pierce the dark veils of blindness and deception. My ordinances will be at the command of my people if they will accept their mission." God's ordinances are the orders of heaven which are enable the troops of heaven, the host of heaven, to be an ordinance, to be where troops are moved, where things, people are changed, positions change, people are sent on assignment. "My ordinances will be at the command of my people if they will accept their mission." We must reach out to those who are in the wilderness. "Prepare the storehouses to receive the harvest. Call forth the mandates to build and establish the blueprints of the new order embassies of heaven on earth. Call forth the blueprints for new order ecclesia and storehouses for the area and regional assemblies and embassies." And you could do that for your area, your region, for your nation. "My people must build the storehouses for the coming harvest. The blueprints are ready, but where are those who will say, 'Here am I, send me'?" God is beginning to move in our hearts in new ways as we respond to his heart. He's releasing his heart of love, how he feels about his people and those who are lost, those who are included in where God has called the whole world. God sent Jesus, his son, to the world to reconcile the world to himself. Son, legislate for the preparation for the harvest for your areas of influence. So I did a heavenly court case for the preparation for the harvest because I felt led to see what the obstacles and hindrances were here amongst us, and I think this may be applicable to other places as well. This was a very strange court case because God was both judge and accuser, and I'd never been in that place where God took both roles. So it wasn't the enemy that was coming and making the accusations, it was God. I stood for my own life, first of all. Later, those engaging with the exchange, we have here a place of exchange to see people exchange an old life to a new. And we gathered, looking at those things, and we accepted these accusations as well. Question is, are you willing to stand and accept them for your own situation, for your own life, for your own ecclesias, your own embassies? "You are unprepared," these were the accusations. "You have not prioritized. You have not enough passion for the lost. You are fearful to share the gospel. You are procrastinating over the preparation. You are taking months over what should be weeks and years over what should be months. You have no urgency over the lost. You have traded on Apollyon's floor and have allowed yourselves to be distracted from the priority of God's heart. You have substituted good works for God works. You have become self-satisfied with all your good works and missed the point. You have not taken the eternal consequences of separation from God seriously. You have not taken the reality of hell seriously." Now, God spoke to me, and I need to put a caveat around this, through the understanding that I had at the time and through words that I would relate to. Because I'd been in many times engaged in fire. I'd been in places where I'd seen that fire touching people. And I had a framework around that, which came from the mindsets that were in operation in my mind. And God spoke through them because he used this to begin to challenge me on an understanding of what those things were. You value worship more. You have not believed that the gospel is the power of God for salvation for all who are lost. Your mountains are not taking their responsibility for owning the exchange and preparing for good news to be an exchange, for freedom to be an exchange, for health to be an exchange, for harmony, blessing, media, and enterprise to be places of exchange. These are our mountains, and God was challenging us. But look at this for your own situation. The accusations were accepted, the verdict was given, and judgment was released. Justice enabled new legislation to be prepared. So I engaged the court of kings as a king and a chancellor, and I took my place there. And I called for a new scroll, a legislation for growth. This is what that scroll had written on it. You are authorized to call in the harvest of specific people groups. The authorization is released to call into the enemy's camp to target the strongest, most resistant opposition. You are authorized and empowered to release the intense light that will turn the souls into Pauls of the next generation. You have been given the authority for each mountain to become motivated and empowered for the growth cycles to begin. You are authorized to call for your united desire for growth to develop. The desire will overcome all the obstacles and hindrances that have been delaying the harvest. You're authorized to open the windows of heaven attached to each of your mountains and release the river of life. You're authorized to employ the ordinances of heaven and assign angelic legions to clear the atmosphere. I authorize each mountain to legislate love in its full force and power to transfer people out of darkness into the kingdom of light. You're authorized to use the seasons and cycles with wisdom, knowledge, understanding as your counsel. You're authorized to administrate judgment, justice, grace, and mercy, the four pillars of judicial government. You're authorized to plunder Satan's trophy room from those you've been given responsibility for. And again, I had been to Satan's trophy room and seen some of the things there. This, again, over the year, would begin to unveil in what its true meaning was. Son, legislate for the release of my heart for the lost. A call for the love of God that so loved the world to be poured into our hearts. A call for the exchange to receive the love of God for the lost to be the motivating force behind all that is done. I call for passion and zeal to be imparted to us. I call for the hindrances and shackles to be removed from our hearts. Lord, give us an attitude of giver souls lest we die. I call for the scroll for the harvest to produce desire in our hearts. I call for the river of life to be released through the everlasting doors over us. I call for the King of Glory to come through with salvation, healing, and miracles. I call you to exchange our hearts, to feel what you feel for the lost, the broken, the hurted, and the separated. I call for love to move us to action. I call for a baptism of love to change our hearts. Without love, we can do nothing. Without love, all there is religious duty or obligation. If we are to fill our destiny with the scroll for the Joshua generation and the harvest, we must be motivated by love. God gave us these two scrolls as a ministry here, and I believe for the Joshua generation, we need to be motivated by love. Son, you are authorized to prepare to be a place of exchange. I call for the platforms and disembarkation stations of the exchange to be established. Now, this was a vision that I had on a Sunday morning, and I was standing engaging God, and I saw this vision of a train. And this train was coming along the track, and it stopped at the station, and Jesus stood on the station with a white flag. And he went up the different carriages, and there was the first class carriage and second class and third class carriage, and then he even went into freight, and he went in there, and he stood. And then I saw people seeing him waving this white flag, and some of them just ignored him and carried on, particularly those in the first-class carriages. They just seemed to be engrossed in what they were doing. But others responded, and they got off the train, and they disembarked. And then I saw the train moving off, and the train carried on, and the track ahead over a bridge, the bridge was no longer there, and the track ended, and the train just plunged off. And I was moved and motivated by that vision, and it was like those platforms we need to have to help people disembark, and we need to flag down the train of people's lives and help them to see that they can get off the destination of where that train is going and embark on a new train to a new destination and to embracing their inheritance and coming to the fullness of who they are. So this was a call for the platforms to be established so that people could get off one train and get off another. And there were seven different platforms that we were shown. I call for the passion and zeal that flows from God's heart of love to move us to action. I call for the grace of God to equip and empower us for action. I call for the whole church environment to be transformed by the love of God. Now, when I started to decree these things, I didn't realize how this was going to affect my own life and how the love of God and encountering God as love and in love and how the relational aspect of that would begin to change me. But this is what God does. He gets you to start decreeing things, and he takes you as your word and starts doing those things in your own life. I call for vision and strategies to be released as scrolls with heaven's blueprints. A call for mandates for action and participation to be released from heaven. A call for the weapons house to be opened in preparation for an explosion of love bombs. See, we think of weapons from an earthly perspective. Heaven's weapons are totally different. Heaven's weapons are not to destroy. Heaven's weapons are to bring change and transformation. There are love bombs waiting to be exploded over the people of God and over the world that we need to administrate. I call for the platform plans to be unveiled and for all those you have assigned to them to come forth. I call for the obstacles to faith and all the veils of blindness over the lost to be removed. I call for the light to shine, for its intensity to pierce the darkness. I release the hunter-gathering angels into the highways and byways to compel the lost to come in. Now, all this is done in preparation, but you have to be ready to receive the harvest. And this is where we had procrastinated, where we had not been as urgent as we could have been to having a place where people are ready to come in. Legislation for the Joshua generation. And this is key, because if we're going to reach the world, then we have to be the generation that has embraced the inheritance of the promised land beyond the veil, engaging heaven, coming into our positions of heavenly government. We have to have experienced those things for ourselves. God is calling us as forerunners, as those who spied out the land, to embrace it and to give a good report. 10 spies gave a bad report. 2 spies gave a good report. There are many people who have even been forerunners who have seen, but they're giving a bad report. So this legislation for the Joshua generation is a key. We need to see the Joshua generation arise. Son, it is time to let the lion roar and the eagle soar. Release a new season of legislation. I call for the rise of legislative government on earth as it is in heaven. I call for the heavenly positions of mountain thrones to be invested. Let heaven sound as silver trumpets are blown, heralding a new order. I call for the changing of the guard. I call Moses to release the mantle and pass the torch to Joshua. Let the government of heaven come into session and let justice be done. Let the exoduses begin from the wilderness and Egypt. Let multitudes gather in the valleys of decision. a call for all boundary stones of the old generation to be removed so that the veil and beyond can be seen and accessed. Let the barriers and hindrances be exposed and removed as religious mindsets and limitations are challenged and stripped away. Let the wooing begin and the sound of deep calling to deep increase in amplification. Let the resonance begin between heaven and earth. Let the ambassadors of heaven take their places on earth as the embassies of heaven are established. And I began to call to the Joshua generation. Son, I hereby authorize you to administrate your legislation from the Court of 70 as an ambassador for the Joshua generation. I release to you the ordinances of the 12 houses of heaven. I empower you to align the circle of deep to commission the Joshua generation. You must call forth the ecclesia and the embassies of heaven and commission the benches for areas, regions, nations. I call for the lightning bolts of heaven to be released into the coverings of men to penetrate the veils of man's structures. I call for an increase in the intensity of light to expose the coverings. I call to the spirits of men to rise up and overthrow the restrictions of their souls tied to the mountains of men. I call for a revolution to take place, overthrowing the authority of all Moses-ordered governmental systems. I call for a rising up of revolutionaries stirred and shaken by the winds of change and the sound of many waters. Let the fire starters be released. Let the ordinances of heaven and the angelic legions be sent on assignments to touch the hearts and mind and spirits of men with passion and righteous answer to overthrow the regimes of the Moses generation. Let the boundary stones for the Joshua generation arise out of the ashes of the wilderness and renewed passion, zeal, and fire. Let the oppressive restrictions of the old order be exposed and stirred righteous anger. Then I started to legislate for the new order ecclesia, because the Joshua generation has to be outworked on earth as it is in heaven. It's just not an ethereal thing. There must be practical places where God's people come together, where they're out of the old, embracing and coming together in the new, where they take their framework from God's heart in eternity, which gives the pattern for these ecclesia, new order ecclesia. So I call for the mandate, and you can call again into particular places, regions, to be re-established and a fresh expression of that blueprint to be released. I call for the angel of hope to be sent to the bench to bring fresh fire. I call for a new beginning for the ecclesia to rise from the ashes of church. I call into the region for the wells to be dug and the fire of heaven to be made ready. Let the heavenly call for governmental authority of the order of Melchizedek be answered. I call for mandates and blueprints to be prepared and released for the government of each area and for the new heavenly order ecclesia and cities of refuge, embassies of heaven to arise. I call for the call to be answered from those who hear the sound of heaven resonating in their spirits and hearts. Let the angels of each area ecclesia make themselves known. A call for an unveiling of heaven's strategy to be revealed to the hearts of men. I call for the limitations to be removed and the eyes of hearts to be opened to glimpse the reality of heavenly potential possibilities. So many people don't believe they can do it. They don't believe because they don't have never been to Bible college. They've never been officially trained. They've never been given a position. And those are the people God is calling. He doesn't want the experts of the old. He wants those who are in the new, who are willing to recognize that they can't do it in their own strength. But don't be limited. Don't be limited in your own life. Don't think, I can't do this. You can. God is calling you. He's calling you to arise up. He's calling you to take responsibility, to establish new order ecclesias, embassies of heaven, storehouses for the harvest. I call for faith to arise and all the distractions of the enemy to be exposed. I call for priorities of heaven to envision the hearts of men and women to be drawn to their eternal destiny. Let maps of men be redrawn from the perspectives of heaven. Let new boundary stones be set in place and the foundations of the perimeter, and this is for our southwest area, to be established, but you could speak into any area. I call for engagements beyond the veil to be a dawning of a new day. I call for the glory of heaven to cause the rising and shining of a new order. I call for the light of that new dawn to break forth with the frequency of heaven's sound resonating between heaven and earth. I call for the alignment of the royal priesthood of heaven to release the oracles and legislation to be the foundations of earthly government. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've been looking to establish this in our region by drawing people together who've been hearing heaven's sound to help encourage and support them in receiving new blueprints, in receiving new mandates for things within our region. So some legislation that I produce for local or regional government. Son, you're authorized to begin legislating for the regions, regional governments. I authorize you to align regional government. 12 houses need to be aligned dimensionally for justice to release grace. My judgment has been made. Now call for agreement between heaven and earth. The frequencies of the spheres are coming into resonant agreement. I issue the call for governments to arise. I call into the prisons of men to release the slaves into governmental authority, just as Joseph came out of prison and was established in government over nations. I send out the blue light call once again. Let its frequency touch the spirits of those waiting. Now, this is something that Jesus came to me when I was on my mountain in the realms of heaven and just said, release a blue light call. This was a call for those to come into the Joshua generation, into positions of government. And all I did was release a blue light call. That's all I said. I release a blue light call. And as I released it, I sensed the blue light came out from the blue stone. That's one of the stones on my crown that I was wearing. And then I got testimonies of blue light coming into people's rooms, blue lights coming around people. And that is still going on, that frequency is still out there. That blue light is a call into government. And people are waiting. People are needing to be called, and that's still operating. Let them be drawn to the light of their heavenly positions. A call into, whatever that might be for you, for a new order to arise. Not drawn to position and gain, but in humility, that they will rise out of the shadows into the light of sonship. I call them to take their places and begin to rule. I call them to take their stand and remain firm in the face of all opposition, because there will be opposition. I call for the resolute, perseverant, and vigilant to take their places. The law of Jubilee. The law of Jubilee came when I was doing an activation, actually, with one of the legislation groups. And normally I just observe and don't get too involved because I can get caught up into it. Because those groups are time sensitive when I'm running them. But this time I just engaged in the Court of Kings, and the law of Jubilee just sort of flowed out of my spirit. You're authorized on behalf of the Joshua generation to release freedom to the captives. You're authorized to decree a light that will penetrate the darkness of religious coverings of men. You're authorized to break the yokes and destroy the heavy burdens placed on my people by the old order. You're authorized to call for the removal of the restrictions and limitations placed on my people by the taskmasters of the old order. You're authorized to release the ordinances of heaven to take their positions in readiness for engagement. You're authorized to administrate for the establishing of heavenly positions of sonship. You're authorized to call for the sons of God to be seated in the heavenly places. You're authorized to release the scrolls and mandates prepared and ready for a new generation to come forth out of the wilderness. I call you to release lightning bolts from heaven and the sound of my glorified voice in fire to those who are oppressed and heavy, weighed down under the weight of laws and bondage of the old structures. You're authorized to administrate the end of the religious slavery imposed to serve another's vision. You're authorized to call for destiny, to call those out of the wilderness to cross into their inheritance. You're authorized to call for the restoration of the heritage and inheritance. You're authorized to call for the end of slavery of the wilderness under the mediation of the old order. You're authorized to release the sound and frequency and light of Jubilee. You're authorized to call for the cancellation of all spiritual debts and obligations that hold people in the wilderness. It is time for transfiguration of sonship. to embrace the creative light of sonship and walk in the light beyond the veil and radiate that light on the earth. Son, as the rhythm of my heartbeat increases, so will the intensity of the light that shines and radiates through sons who walk in creative light beyond the torn veil of an open heaven. Legislation to reach out using the laws of Jubilee and religious freedom. And I started to be stirred to take those laws and begin to decree and declare, use them. To those who've left and are outside the church structures, because there's different people that we need to reach. And some of them have left church long ago and are looking for something, but they're not finding it. We need to reach them using this legislation. To those in the Valley of Decision, those who are still in the church, but they've come to a point where they've been drawn to know there's more and they're looking for something more. To those who are still within the institutional church, under the coverings of men, have no idea of what God is doing, we still need to start calling to reach them, to engage them. And you may know people in each of those categories, and I'd encourage you, reach out to them. Start using these laws, start using this legislation, start to be moved, to be stirred, to reach out to those who are looking and need to engage the light. So I call for Jubilee for the freedom of God's people from the tyranny of religion. I call for the Joshua generation to release the sound of heaven, to engage those who are waiting and looking for more than this. I call for the sound of a new hope to reverberate, to engage with those who've come out from the systems and have all not found what they're looking for. I call for the ordinances of heaven to be released and the messenger angels to break into dreams and visions with the call to cross over. I call for the winds of change to blow, shaking the mountains of men, for cracks to appear and that which has been veiled to be glimpsed. I call for a stirring within the hearts of the next wave to engage sonship with the Father's heart. I call for an exposing and a challenging of the doctrine of coverings that blind God's people from seeing their destinies. I call for the valleys to be lifted up so the open veil can be seen. I call for the invitation to come up here to go forth and be heard. I call for perfect love to remove the fear and control of the false coverings of man. I call for a restoration of vision, hope, passion to the disappointed, dissatisfied and disillusioned. I call for mantles, crowns, scepters to be made ready and investitures to be scheduled. I call for Emmaus Road encounters and the scales to fall from the eyes of those blinded by religious tradition and false doctrines. I call for the Joshua generation to come forth and cross over into their inheritance beyond the veil. And the Circle of the Deep, the 12 Chancellor's Houses, need aligning for seasons for things to be outworked. And I was given authorization to align it for the Joshua generation. God spoke to me, said, Son, call forth the alignments of the Circle of the Deep for the government of heaven to be released and established. I call for the precepts, statutes, laws of God to be aligned to release the ordinances of heaven. I call for the ordinance of heaven to prepare new mantles of the realms of heaven. I call for the positions of heavenly government to be established. I call for the royal priesthood of the order of Melchizedek to be established. Let kings and priests arise. Let oracles, legislators, scribes come forth. I call for chancellors of heaven to take charge of the courts of heaven. I call for the magistrates and judges to come forth and take their heavenly positions. I call forth the Lord's kings, sons, to be invested and enrobed and enthroned on the mountains of heaven. I call for the weapons of heaven to be made ready for justice to bring forth grace and mercy. I stand in the court of 70. I make my decree and petition from my place as emissary and ambassador for the Joshua generation. I call for the scrolls and mandates for the ecclesia of the new order and the cities of refuge, the embassies of heaven, to be unveiled and brought into the light. I release the sound, I blow the silver trumpet, I call families, clans and tribes to come forth. I release the blue light frequency to call benches to come forth and take their foundational positions. I call forth and release the 12 laws of heaven from Mount Zion. That there was another area of legislation which again went deeper into the Father's heart. And as I began to engage deeper into the Father's heart, as I began to engage what was before there was, it totally changed and transformed my understanding of the nature of relationship, the nature of love. And so I was moved in my spirit to produce this legislation. It says, you're authorized to release a new wave of intimacy. You're authorized to call for deep, to call for deep. You are authorized to rip open the hearts of men with the power of love. You're authorized to call to orphans to come home into the adoption of sonship. You're authorized to call for the removal of masks that hide the orphan spirit. You're authorized to call for open heart surgery to remove the hardness of damaged hearts. You're authorized to undo the yokes and remove the heavy burdens of the slavery mentality. You're authorized to release love, the love of the Father, to broken hearts. You're authorized to pour out the balm of the Father's heart to heal brokenness. You're authorized to administrate the eternal love of God to call my people back to their eternal identity as sons of light. And out of that came a desire for new beginnings, a desire that we would come into the full understanding and revelation that's beyond our present position, and to call for that to come about. My spirit started to yearn and long for the mysteries that are hidden in darkness to come into the light so we can have a new beginning. So, son, you're hereby authorized to release the law of new beginnings. You're authorized to legislate for and behalf of the Joshua generation, to release sonship, to answer creation's groan. So I established the law of new beginnings. This law can be only be legislated by sons of the order of Melchizedek in the Joshua generation. Sons, you are authorized to answer creation's groan. Sons, you're authorized to create new blueprints for restoration of the created order. Sons, you're authorized to create the fabric of the third age of creation. Sons, you are to go beyond creation and recreation to bring the order of the new third day. Sons, you're authorized to subdue, rule, establish synchronicity with creation. Sons, you're authorized to open the house of discoveries and release the organics needed for the dawn of the new day. Son, you're authorized to administrate the rising of the mountain of the house of the Lord. Sons, you are authorized to complete the circle with the precepts meet precepts, and the treasury house is fully open and operational. Sons, you're authorized to align the beginning and the end of the third day with the ages to come. Sons of maturity will be mandate completers, and will be entrusted to access the pillars of wisdom to release the creative blueprints that align the third day of the old days with the first day of the new age to come. Sons, time and space of the old age must be brought back under the rule of sonship so that the new convergence of the spheres can usher into a new space-time continuum. Sons, you've been called to take your places in the councils and assemblies of creative authority, now mature and grow up. Sons, the restoration of all things has been placed in your hands. You must expand your conscious reality to extend beyond creation and recreation to the new creation reality of the sons of God. Restoration of what was intended to be in the convergence of time and eternity. Now, I'm just going to release this, and although I've just released many legislative things, you need to engage for your own legislation. Legislation is available. You can make legislation. You can receive legislation. If you're able to access the Court of Kings, if you're able to access the realms of heaven, to receive a mandate to do this, let's go and engage it. Let's go and experience that. Let's be open to encounter heaven and to step into those positions of governmental authority as we just begin to release this. Heaven's open. There's a door standing open in heaven that we know. I'd encourage you to embrace that door, embrace the steps that would lead up into the realms of heaven. I would encourage you, by faith, to take a walk, to step through the veil into the realm of the kingdom. Jesus is waiting for us. Standing in that doorway, we present ourselves to him as a living sacrifice, as he is our high priest, to engage the cross, to exchange old for new, to surrender our free will, to decree and declare, it's not my will but yours. So let him take you by the hand, let him lead you to where you need to go, through the veils, through the dimensions. Let him encourage and open up that realm for you. Let his spirit lead you, engage you, open up that truth of who you are in that realm of government. So I ask that you would take us through the veils to come before the ark of your presence, to come and stand in that place, to come and stand before the four faces of God, as we take our stand. Ask that you would unveil to our heart destiny. Let our hearts be open. Release a mandate for legislation today. For areas, cities, regions, nations. Release those blueprints for the new. As we come to take our stand, before your four faces, to stand in your name in Yod Veh Hey Vav Hey. To embrace the lion, the ox, the eagle and the man. Just release blueprints for us to engage, to produce new legislation. We would receive those scrolls. A scroll that authorizes new legislation to be unveiled. And we would take, by faith, that step to engage the court of kings. To come before the kings. To take our place. I ask for scrolls to be released, for legislation to be given. I ask for new scrolls to be given and for legislation and laws to flow from the spirits connected to the very heart and nature, the precepts, statutes and laws of God to be released. Just be open to receive that legislation. And as you receive a scroll, you can take it through the process of presenting that scroll before the Chancellor's Court. I would ask, Lord, that you would lead and direct each person through this process, assign wisdom to help with rulership and legislative government. And by faith, just take that step into the Chancellor's Court and present your scroll for authorization before the Chancellor's, that it might be sealed. Engage the angels and the cloud of witnesses as they stand with you in support. Just present your scroll there. As your scroll is sealed with the Lion Ox Eagle Man, you can take it to the Court of Scribes and present your scroll to the scribes so that it will be written into the records of heaven, written into the statutes for your use. So again, present your scroll. And as you receive your scroll back, heaven recognizes the authority of this legislation. As you receive this authorized and agreed scroll, there are various places you can take it. You may take it to the angelic court for angelic assignments. You may take it to the cloud of witnesses to have assignments from there. You may also take it to your own mountain, begin to decree, declare, call forth, legislate. This is a season where legislation needs to be established for nations, cities, areas, regions, and God is looking for those willing to step into these places of responsibility. You can use legislation that's already been released. Take that legislation, those things I've released today, take them and get them agreed and ratified for your use, and then begin to use them. Begin to call forth, decree, declare, assign the angelic realm. Let's begin to take our responsibility within the Joshua generation seriously, to begin to establish those new order, begin to establish what God is calling the heaven to come into agreement with earth. Leave it there. Next time I'll continue with the review of 2016 and then go on into 2017.